This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In one Las Vegas zip code, the median home price is less than half what it was 2 years ago. Las Vegas is also a national leader in home foreclosures, and that means social fallout in neighborhoods and communities. But remember, today is our show about good news, so producer Adam Burke found some in one Vegas neighborhood.
Wandering a residential neighborhood in the northwest corner of Las Vegas, you can find homes with foreclosure signs. Brown lawns and landscaping are another dead giveaway that a bank, not a person, owns a particular home. But 48-year-old Rita Williams has sprinklers running and her lawn is green. Standing in front of her house, Williams says she plans on staying put, even though the neighborhood dynamics are changing quickly.
We don't know who's moving in or who's moving out. We don't know what kind of people they are. And it bothers us because we want to stay here. We want to keep our house.
Williams bought in when the subdivision was brand new. Now there's a growing churn of renters, and she knows fewer neighbors.
It's a dramatic change. When I moved in here 7 years ago, you could sleep with your door open. Now you can't. All of us own alarms. All of us.
It's not just the housing bust that's been a problem for Las Vegas neighborhoods. Bob Fielden is an architect and urban planner, and he says breakneck development for two decades and the mercenary ways of the real estate frenzy have had a withering effect on communities.
This town has gone through so much growth so rapidly, so quickly, that some of these houses were turning over every 3 and 4 years, and most people don't know who their neighbors are.
But in some areas of the city, people are putting down roots. So maybe, just for a moment, we can set aside the gloomy news of the day and meet Scott and Heidi Swank. They live in a modest neighborhood just east of the Las Vegas Strip. And their home itself expresses a kind of optimism that seems, well, almost impossible today. But there it is. Even their doorbell sounds neighborly. The kitchen, like the rest of the house, is a work in progress, but the Swanks have a dream.
This will be a room that will seem very much like it did when the house was built in 1956. I think with the tile, with the yellow and the blue tile all over.
It'll be gorgeous. There'll be all this stainless steel.
Very cute.
And pine and yellows and blues.
Very colorful kitchen.
The house was built in an architectural style of the 1950s and 60s known as mid-century modern. That's mid-mod for short. And there's an openness to the place. A bank of glass and sliding doors allows the sunken lounge and backyard patio to become one giant space.
It's not a big house, but half of it is one big room with the dining room, and then it steps down into the living room, and then floor-to-ceiling windows across the back and around the side. And that goes out into the backyard.
And when the Swanks finish restoring their house, they'll have a groovy pad in the same neighborhood where Louis Prima and the Rat Pack used to party.
It's almost criminal not to be having people over and serving drinks.
We definitely love to entertain and to have dinner parties. And so that was one of the things we really liked about the big spaces in this house.
Las Vegas has many mid-century modern homes like this one, clustered around the downtown area. The homes and neighborhoods were built with the assumption that neighbors socialize with one another. Imagine that. And architect Bob Fielden says the renewed interest in these homes is remarkable. After all, this is a city where there's always been a new development on the horizon and where commercial buildings are routinely imploded.
The tendency here is to tear things down. It's always been a very disposable kind of community.
Now, Fielden says, Las Vegas is going through a bit of an identity crisis. The growth and materialism that has drawn people here is fading. And Fielden believes in the future, residents will need to find deeper, more meaningful reasons to stay. Things like the mid-mod homes.
And these neighborhoods have meaning to them. I think they were sought out because of that connection to the past and to the history of this community.
Like a great many people in Las Vegas, Scott and Heidi Swank are upside down on their home, meaning they owe more than it's worth.
But we don't plan on moving.
Our original idea was, let's buy a house that we don't feel like we're going to move out of.
And so for us, it's not that dire of a circumstance because eventually, you know, within the next like 30 years, when we may be selling the house, we won't be upside down anymore and it won't matter.
The Swanks have also started a neighborhood social group called the Flamingo Club, where residents get together once a month. And after a few years, the club is going strong.
A couple of months ago, that one of our friends in our neighborhood lost his job. And so he sends an email out to everybody in the neighborhood. And these are the kinds of things that are coming out of meeting with the same people you live around every month.
And the motto of the Flamingo Club? Building community, one cocktail at a time. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.